The IBS sufferer needs as much support and understanding as can be given. For the partner of the IBS sufferer, life can be frustrating. The sufferer can be annoying and seem selfish or self-centered. However, by the time that you have finished listening to this recording, you will have a better understanding of what the sufferer is going through. Having worked with many IBS sufferers over the years, there is a general trend of concern that sufferers mention during the consultations. Things like, IBS can affect every aspect of the sufferer's life. Stress only exacerbates the condition. IBS is not all in the mind. The pain and the anguish it causes are real, just like the symptoms. Often there is a fear felt about being in public places and situations. As a partner, it is important to help the sufferer find solutions and mechanisms to cope, to deal with the fear. Otherwise, there is a risk that the sufferer may retreat into further isolation, frustration with living with a disorder that can vary in severity from mild discomfort to deep despair. Triggers are another concern. Triggers are those things that can be tolerated one day and not the next, as with some foods, for example. Also, there is frustration with the medical profession. We may advise to be less stressed and things will get better. To learn to relax and reduce stress when feeling the way IBS makes people feel is a task in its own right. No energy and listless. It would help when this is the case that other members of the family could pitch in and help. IBS and working. These two cause problems for many sufferers. Lack of ability to leave the workplace, the office or factory or wherever. The job the sufferer does restricts ability to feel comfortable too. Teachers can't just leave the classroom easily. And there are many other examples. It is important that the partner of the IBS sufferer remembers the IBS. IBS sufferers will not always complain that they are in discomfort or pain. It does not mean that the discomfort or pain is not there. Some partners or families tend to ignore or refuse to believe just how serious and debilitating this condition is. The more it is ignored or dismissed, the more stress will be caused. The condition is uncertain. If someone has a heart condition, they can take pills to manage it. With IBS, medication rarely helps to achieve any significant level of relief. So the thoughts quite naturally are, when will it strike? Where will I be? How can I plan to do this or to do that? The IBS thoughts are always there. The fear of losing control and the embarrassment of it is often deep-seated. IBS sufferers often have guilt that they can't do what they should do around the house or at work or study. So it is important that as the partner of an IBS sufferer, you are as patient and understanding and tolerant and loving as you can be.